That was it. We rose to within 10 or 15 meters of the surface and stopped, suspended there. Through the port, I could see the surface above, shimmering like a mirror of hammered silver. I wondered what it would be like to be a fish and have a definite roof over your world. I watched another ship splash in. It made a great cloud of bubbles and turbulence, then fell, slightly tail first, for a short distance before large bags popped out under each delta wing. Then it bobbed up to about our level and stayed.
"This is Captain Stott. Now listen carefully. There is a beach some 28 clicks from your present position in the direction of the enemy. You will be proceeding to this beach by scout ship, and from there will mount your assault on the Torin position."
That was some improvement. We'd only have to walk 80 clicks. We deflated the bags, blasted to the surface, and flew in a slow, spread-out formation to the beach. It took several minutes. As the ship scraped to a halt, I could hear pumps humming, making the cabin pressure equal to the air pressure outside. Before it had quite stopped moving, the escape slot beside my couch slid open. I rolled out onto the wing of the craft and jumped to the ground. 10 seconds to find cover. I sprinted across loose gravel to the tree line, a twisty bramble of tall, sparse, bluish-green shrubs. I dove into the briar patch and turned to watch the ships leave. The drones that were left rose slowly to about 100 meters, then took off in all directions with a bone-jarring roar. The real scout ships slid slowly back into the water. Maybe that was a good idea. It wasn't a terribly attractive world, but certainly would be easier to get around in than the cryogenic nightmare we were trained for. The sky was a uniform, dull silver brightness that merged with the mist over the ocean so completely it was impossible to tell where the water ended and air began. Small wavelets licked at the black gravel shore, much too slow and graceful in the 3/4 Earth normal gravity. Even from 50 meters away, the rattle of billions of pebbles rolling with the tide was loud in my ears. The air temperature was 79 degrees centigrade, not quite hot enough for the sea to boil, even though the air pressure was low compared to Earth's. Wisps of steam drifted quickly upward from the line where water met land. I wondered how a lone man would survive exposed here without a suit. Would the heat or the low oxygen, partial pressure 1/8 Earth normal, kill him first? Or was there some deadly microorganism that would beat them both?